The annual Sleep Out event to raise awareness about teen homelessness is happening tonight. It's a statewide event, and KGNU's Rosanna Longo-Better spoke with Chris Nelson and Alex Berglund about the complexities of poverty and homelessness for the teen population.
The event program and candlelight vigil, which precedes the Sleep Out starting at 10 p.m. tonight, has a specific agenda. Can you walk us through the details, Chris?
You know, we talk about this being a movement, and our name is Together because it requires that as communities, as a society, that we don't tolerate that young people are on our streets or experiencing homelessness. And so we spend some time coming together as community, reconnecting, especially after the pandemic, visiting. We all share stories about why we are sleeping out and why this cause is important to us. Then we have a program that shares in our country, if we extend the definition of youth and young adults up to age 24, there are 4.2 million young people in our country that experience homelessness every year. So we talk about that. We help educate people about the issue. The best part of the evening is that we honor a young person with a Youth Enterprise Award. And so it's acknowledging the hard work and the resilience that they have demonstrated in our programs and in their lives. And that comes with a check to them as well. And they get to share their stories of success. We don't believe in sharing the stories of the hardship. We believe in sharing the stories of success. And there are many, many of them. And then opportunity to help people understand that they can still fundraise for the night. That's the education and awareness piece that we're talking about. And the byproduct of that is also then people can continue to fundraise as well. So we share some of those logistics with them. The candlelight vigil is really important. There is not a lot of great data about what happens to young people on the streets or how many people are experiencing homelessness. Because as we talked even before this interview, young people don't want to be found. Young people don't want to, they don't trust adults if they have come from environments where adults have caused them harm. So what we do know is factually, there are over 5,000 young people in our country that die every year on our streets. Those young people die from exposure to elements, assault, suicide. The risk factors for a young person on the street for suicidality or chronic health conditions development are significant. And so the candlelight vigil is to honor those that have passed this year on our streets and remind us the importance of helping them get off the streets. So that's not the outcome. And then we gather on the lawn and get into our sleeping bags and chat with each other about what we can do, wish each other a good night's sleep, and then prepare soft items to throw at those of the folks that are snoring while we're trying to sleep.
What would you like people to know about this issue and the need to raise funds to support teens that are experiencing homelessness? What do you think people get out of an experience like this, Alex?
As Chris mentioned, you know, this really is a terrific opportunity for people to learn about this issue and get involved in any way that works for them. And this event continues to grow year after year. Over the years, Together Sleep Out events have raised hundreds of thousands of dollars and gotten hundreds and hundreds of people, thousands of people involved in our program and in this mission. So it really is an incredible opportunity for us to really shed some light on youth homelessness, because so many people do not know that this is an issue that is affecting their community and communities across this country. Our mission is to continue to grow this movement so that we can move into more communities and help even more young people in the future. You know, over the years, people continue to participate in this event because it is truly a very humbling experience. And it's a really, really unique night for people to be able to reflect and just gain a little bit of insight into some of the very difficult nights that millions of young people endure every night. So over the years, we have had sleepers continue to come back and share their stories of why they continue to participate. And we hear year after year that it's because of the young people that are at Together, because of their resilience and the stories that they hear at these events and the young people that they're able to meet at these events that do benefit from these services. It's incredibly inspiring to people, and it makes them want to continue to be involved and continue to help these young people thrive in these be successful and self-sufficient.
I'd like to ask the listeners to just take a moment and think about being 17 years old and not knowing where your next meal is coming from, where you're going to sleep, or what threats exist in your life when you don't have a system of support and a hand to hold through those paths that for even the most privileged young people, that age is difficult. It's a hard time developmentally. If taking a moment to consider how that might feel doesn't ignite in people a passion around solving this problem, there are other questions those folks ought to be asking themselves. As a society, as a community, we know in Boulder and other communities, there's a lot of talk about how do we address homelessness? What are the ways to address homelessness? And there are a lot of different opinions and perspectives. And so one that I will share with you that comes after the compassion, right, and the intolerance of knowing that there are young people on our streets is that more than half of people who are chronically homeless in our communities across this country began those episodes of homelessness as a young person. And so if we can prevent a young person from becoming chronically homeless, from having extended periods of time of instability over time, we are solving the broader issue of homelessness.
I have been speaking with Chris Nelson and Alex Berkland together, a nonprofit organization dedicated to awareness of youth experiencing homelessness. For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longo-Better.
And the annual Sleep Out event begins tonight at 6 at First United Methodist Church of Boulder, that's downtown. There'll be a event program and a candlelight vigil. The Sleep Out starts at 10. And those registered to the Sleep Out will be in the audience for the initial event and vigil, along with other local leaders. It all raises awareness and a lot of money to support homeless youth.